The constellation Cygnus wings its way back into the sky this month, trailing the better part of the Milky Way and a mighty tail in its wake. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So Cygnus is variously known as the Swan and as the Northern Cross on account of its shape. Now, the outstretched wings of the swan appear like the T-bar on a cross, and you can see this as these stars rise up in the northeast on May evenings. Now, as the mighty bird trailing starlight and other notable spring constellations, Cygnus calls to mind the Russian fairy tale of the Firebird. Now, in this tale, the hero Tsarevich Ivan and his brothers are challenged to see who among them is worthy of the highest quest, which begins with the test of catching the thief who's been stealing the golden fruit in their father's midnight garden each year, just as it's about to ripen. The thief is actually the mythical Firebird, and because Ivan is able to snatch one feather before the bird escapes into the night, the highest quest falls to him. Now, Ivan's brothers succumb to idle lives, while Ivan advances on to the crossroads, where he must choose between three paths, each promising their own sort of peril. From here, Ivan's next challenge is to steal the sacred bird, but not its cage, to mount the golden horse, but not take its bridle, and finally to seize the beautiful princess. Now, were it not for the help of a gray wolf that Ivan meets along the way, he would not have been successful in any of these tests. So he proves himself to be uniquely human, failing over and over again, but eventually coming to his happily ever after. Now, all of this is overhead this month. You can find the Firebird in the constellation Cygnus, with its outstretched wings crossing its body to form the crossroads. The hero Ivan is the constellation Hercules. The horse is Equiuleus, and the princess is the one who wears the starry crown, our constellation Corona Borealis. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.